أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تتخذوا آيات الله هزوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم وما أنزل عليكم من الكتاب والحكمة يعظكم به واتقوا الله واعلموا أن الله بكل شيء عليم. In the previous ayat, Allah Ta'ala explained about the various rules with regard to divorce and talaq. And it comes in the hadith that there are three things that the joking of it is also fully serious and is fully accepted. That is, the words and the niyat, both are taken into account. And as far as hukukul ibad, things with fellow people are concerned, the words are taken into account no matter what the niyat, the intention is. Those three things are nikah. If a person says, I'm getting married to you, to a woman, with all the witnesses and the necessary things, then even if he's joking, nikah takes place. In the same way, talaq. Even if a person says, I was just joking, that does not matter anything. His niyat doesn't matter, even if he was actually joking and he did not mean it, but he said the words, that talaq takes place. And the same way, raj'at, to revoke the talaq. And he says, I'm taking the talaq back again. That is, with all the conditions as we have read, within the specific time. Then also afterwards he says, no, I was just joking, I actually didn't mean it. That doesn't mean anything. The words are taken into account. When it comes to hukukul ibad, the rights of fellow people, then the words a person said, that is taken into account. A person gives talaq and he says, I was angry, I was not in my right frame of mind, this does not count. On one occasion, in our family there was one talaq matter, and Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Sanjalvi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali had to perform a nikah in Jami Masjid in Lands. And the family people told Mufti Sahib that they gave nikah, but he is mentally not in, his mind is not correct, his mind is not in place. So therefore the nikah, the talaq should not be given. It should not be said that talaq has taken place because his mind is not in order. Hazrat called for the boy, he was a young person, he came. Hazrat asked him, did you phone? He gave the phone, the talaq over the phone. Hazrat asked him, did you phone? He said, yes, I phoned. Who dialed the numbers? He said, I dialed it. And who came on the phone? He said, my mother-in-law. Did you give talaq to your mother-in-law? No, I asked for my wife. When she came, then you gave her talaq. Then he said, yes. So Mufti Sahib said, the person whose mind is so much in order that he knows the numbers to dial. And when he dies, he doesn't give the talaq to his mother-in-law, he gives it to his wife. So that person's mind is in order. And now to say that his mind is not in order and therefore talaq should not take place, that is no excuse whatsoever. So these are serious matters. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that there are people who give talaq and they say, we did not mean the talaq. That does not count at all. If a person just say the words, even if he is actually joking, but still the talaq will fall. There is no joking in these matters whatsoever. So Allah Ta'ala says with regard to that, وَلَا تَتَّخِذُوا آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوَا. Or mat thehrao Allah ke ahkam ko hasi. Don't make a joke out of the matters of Allah Ta'ala. In the same strain, we can also understand that those, the non-Muslims particularly, especially lawyers, non-Muslims, the matters in the court, they say in Islam is so easy, you just give talaq and talaq takes place. Whereas if you have to go through a divorce in court, it's a long procedure. And there are so much of red tape in there. In Islam it seems so easy, but Allah says, and this is what has to be in a person. Don't make a joke out of the ayats of Allah. Though it's so easy to say, but a person who has got iman and taqwa, that words won't come on his tongue also. And he won't play around with his wife. And we can see people are fighting for women's rights today. But the greatest rights that were ever given to women is by Quran and by Hadith and by the commands of Allah. At that time it was clear that what a great position Islam had given to women, and till today also, as we are reading all this, we see how much it is that don't play around with the feelings of the woman also. Don't cause hurt to her feelings also. Respect and honor her. Yeah, also Allah says, don't make a joke out of about talaq. They just for anything you tell her, even don't say, I will divorce you. Though divorce does not take place with that, then, but don't say that. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, don't even tell your wife, you got no intention of getting married a second time. It's not your intention, but just to hurt her, just to play around with her feelings. You tell her, how's it if I get married again? I intend getting married again. Hazrat says, don't even say those words. Don't hurt her feelings also. Islam has not just protected the woman physically, but even mentally. In every way, Islam has protected the woman. So therefore, don't play around with the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ اور یاد کرو اللہ کا احسان جو تم پر ہے. And also remember and appreciate the favors of Allah Ta'ala upon you. Referring here that Allah made you the ruler, the amir in the house. الرِّجَالُ قَوَّمُونَ عَلَى النِّسَاءِ. Men have been made responsible and they have been given the leadership in everything. There has to be an amir. So Allah made the amir in the house, the husband. So appreciate that. Now don't abuse that privilege you have got. Don't hurt her feelings and don't play around with her and make her feel like dirt or like nothing. And don't let her feel that I'm just a useless thing. I've got no rights. There's nobody to care for me. Don't ever do that. Think that if Allah gave that right of rulership to the woman and you were under her, and she could treat you as you wanted to, then what should have been your position? And in any case, Allah is above all of you. You are made the responsible person, not to abuse it, but to use it properly and appreciate it. And also all the time remember that Allah is upon you. So don't go about making a joke out of talaq and just giving talaq and say, I didn't mean it. And keep on. Again you give talaq, you say, I didn't mean it. For that reason also, it's absolutely necessary that we educate ourselves Islamically. And not only educate, but we make an effort to bring that life into us. Then every husband will be a real role model and the wife will be proud of him. If we live reasonably, perfectly is a great thing. Perfectly was Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and there was no father like Nabi alayhi salam. There was no husband like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. We are very, very far from that. But at least reasonably if we have, then our wives will also appreciate us. Further Allah says, وَمَا أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنَ الْكِتَابِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ اور اس کو کہ جو اتارا تم پر کتاب اور علم کے باتیں. And also appreciate that Allah has sent down His kitab upon you. And in that He has shown what your role is, what the wife's role is, and what her position is. So much Islam has taught that Jannat lies under the feet of the mother. So much that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked that whose right is greater. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the mother. Second time the mother. Third time the mother. The fourth time he said the father. So how, what a great position Islam has given to woman as a daughter, as a sister, as a wife, as a mother. Allah has given great position to Islam which nobody in the world can ever match it. And Allah has given this forever. So all that which Allah has revealed in the kitab, wal hikmah, or ilm ki baate, and all what Allah has taught you of the knowledge of deen. Hikmat is also referred to the hadith, and the hadith also explains perfectly well the great position of the woman. On one occasion, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam was traveling, and the driver of the caravan was going a bit too fast, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam reprimanded him and told him, "You have got such goblets, that is, like china glass. That glass which is very thin and can break very easily. You have got more delicate utensils in this caravan than even the china glass. That is, the women who are here, they are even more delicate. And we also should consider, especially in our driving, how many of us, with our driving, giving our sharp brakes, taking sharp bends, etc., and we cause the poor woman to be sitting on edge all the time. She's holding firm onto the seat all the time. The blood goes out of her face, she becomes pale and white, the way we are driving. All this Islam is taught to that extent, what the rights of the woman are. That even in your driving, etc., don't drive in such a way that you keep her in tension all the time. That also Islam has taught. So all this great teaching, and Allah says, يَعِدُكُمْ بِهِ تُمْكُ نَسِيَتْ كَرْتَا هَيْ اُسْكَ سَاتْ. Allah is giving you advice. Like any person who gives you advice, and you can see he's giving it to you from his heart. He's got feeling for you. Like a mother, father giving their children, a friend telling his friend. And with real feeling, the greatest advice Allah is giving. And Allah is using this in the place of the rights of the woman. So how much we should appreciate it. But most of us, we don't take it into account at all. In our masjid, Jami Masjid, when Hazrat Hakim Sahab, Hazrat Mansha Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahimahumullah, gave a bayan on the rights of the woman. And what a great bayan it was, that what the rights of the woman are. So we should take it to heart and treat the woman accordingly. And we should not have that attitude either, that this applies to woman but not to my wife. For her, I have to keep her properly under my foot. No, not at all. Every wife, treat her properly and she will reciprocate accordingly. We'll get good treatment from her also. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَرْدَرْتِ رَهُ اللَّهِ سَيْ. How much Allah is explaining. يَعِذُكُمْ بِهِ. Allah is advising, admonishing you. Fear Allah Ta'ala. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. اور جان رکھو کہ اللہ سب کچھ جانتا ہے. And remember that Allah knows everything. What you are doing in your bedroom, nobody else knows. Allah knows how you are treating your wife. Under the blankets in the bed, what you are doing, Allah knows exactly. What's in your heart and who you are thinking of when you are sleeping with her, Allah knows exactly. So be very careful. And in the hadith it comes that fear Allah with regard to the matters of woman. In other words, who is going to fight the case? No lawyers, no feminists, nobody can fight the case. Allah is fighting their case. So fear Allah Ta'ala with regard to the woman, treat them properly. Though Allah is open, allowed the door of divorce, and that also basically so that the woman is not abused. If you can't maintain her, you can't look after her, then give her freedom, and that also in detail this has been explained how it should be done and what ihsan in a good way. And in that also, not to, so that you don't keep the woman and you don't fear, you don't give her freedom, you don't set her free, and on the other side you don't even treat her as a woman, forget as a wife. You don't treat her even as a human being. That is not allowed at all in Islam. Islam has given great position to women, and we should understand and educate ourselves. And remember, we also have to go to our qabr, and we will be also answerable for all our actions. May Allah let us understand and fulfill the rights of our woman and of all people. And usually a man does not understand this, but till the time when his daughter gets married. Now he's worried, how will my son-in-law treat my daughter? And he forgot how he treated his wife, who is also somebody's daughter. His wife, her parents also had feelings for her, and how we abused her. And now when our daughter, the time comes, and the husband abuses her, then we feel very bad about it. But how did we treat our wife? When we just got married, we were young, etc. So we should remember, we also have got our daughters and they are also going to get married. We treat our wives properly, Allah will make it, our son-in-laws will treat our wives properly. May Allah give us proper understanding of deen. Wa akhiru da'wana.